I read it again. Stand now with your enchantments and the multitude of your sorceries in which you had labored from your youth. So since the inception of America, going back, you know, to 1776, where the New World Order was established, you know, the Freemasons on the dollar bill, you have Novus Ordo Seclorum, which means the New Order of the Ages or New World Order. That's the Luciferian Freemasonic occultic symbolisms, Novus Ordo Seclorum. And Annuet Coeptis, which means our enterprise have been crowned with success. What enterprise? How America will be established through Freemasonry. Perhaps you will be able to profit. Perhaps you will prevail. So this is where the Lord is mocking you witches and you warlocks, you soothsayers, you enchanters, you devils that's spying and listening to God's people who are having godly conversation. This is, you know, because they are looking for any and everything to try to set God's people up with. This is why they are watching how many of our people have been awakened to this wonderful truth. This is the traps and the snares of the wicked who create these different platforms so they can sit and spy on people. But we're going to give you what the Lord says. So the Lord is mocking you devils, mocking Babylon the Great. And you're seeing all the wicked shit that you're doing with your enchantments and your sorcery. Will it profit you in the end? Will you prevail? Will you stop God's judgment? I say no. It says you are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. So these heathens, they're wearied. All of the occultic rituals and the knowledge that they rely on, where, you know, scripture says that the knowledge have perverted them. Will it prevail? Will it profit you? No, it won't. And this is why they're weary. Now, it says, let now your astrologers, your stargazers, and your monthly prognosticators. So this is how Babylon the Great resort their power. They're using occultism. They're using astrology. You know, they have their mediums, their witches, their warlocks that they consult with, you know, and they read the stars. They stargazers. They, you know, the Greeks, they were big into the constellations, all the different gods, or, you know, they're false gods. When you go into like Zeus and Perseus and Andromeda, what's that? The one false god with the snakes in the hair, Medusa, all of those, the outline of their bodies, or, you know, it's supposedly they're lined up in the stars. You had that movie, Clash of the Titans, that went into those, you know, different gods, what they call Greek mythology. It says in your monthly prognosticators, which are the horoscopes. is these devils, and even the foolish of our people that will do things, you know, according to their zodiacs. People, they will plan or do things specifically based off of their horoscopes. It says, stand up and save you from what shall come upon you. So Lord's saying, hey, let all of that you into save you. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flames. So all these witches, these warlocks, these different soothsayers, these different cultic secret societies, factions, and you know, you actually got witches and covens and cults that are going all across this this wicked ass place, doing witchcraft, you know, sacrificing. You know, that's what a lot of the BS that's going on in the border. Hell, even the different states have tried to work together to try to stop all the human trafficking, because you got the occultism that's rampant here in Babylon the Great, and so a lot of these children that are undocumented, these devils are sacrificing them. Because this devil, he's trying to keep this place going. And so they're using rituals, blood sacrifices. Because the wicked, they sacrifice. You know, see, this devil, he operates on the left-hand side. So just like you have the righteous on the right-hand side, we make our bodies a living sacrifice, as the Lord tells us, by, you know, basically doing away with the old man and being renewed through the Spirit by, you know, doing things that, you know, although our flesh is weak, you know, our spirit is renewed daily. And so when we're, you know, putting together lessons or doing things that's going to further the kingdom of heaven, we're making our bodies a living sacrifice, putting our very lives on the line, because to tell the truth is a revolutionary act, but also is a very dangerous act, because you have the wicked that hate what's being said, because they're being rebuked. And the words of the Lord is likened to a sword. Is it sharper than any two-edged sword? And his word is also likened to fire. So you're talking about a flaming sword that's cutting the wicked into pieces by what's being said. So it says, they shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. So that's talking about the great judgment, World War III. It's the wicked. They don't take to heart what's being said. You know, this is in the Word. And the Lord already gave Babylon the Great, you know, their judgment. And so the wicked, they'll continue to be wicked. They'll continue to rely on their witchcraft and sorcery, which, you know, which have deceived them. Their knowledge have deceived them. Let me go back up to because I didn't even read this part. I'm glad. Some in my spirit was telling me to go back to this part where, because I kept mentioning about their knowledge of perverting them. So it says, you have said no one sees me. So this is going into the hidden mysteries, the hidden in plain sight. They have these secret meetings, you know. They have the technology, you know, I was going into the technology. They have artificial intelligence. They have nanotechnology that can actually see through the people's eyes. They can spy on people. They can know people's thoughts through reading their brainwave signature. They say, you know, they say no one sees me. That's what they believe. It says your wisdom and your knowledge have warped you. So their wisdom and knowledge have warped their minds. Because they actually believe that they're gods. They actually believe they're all knowing. That's what that all seeing eye is all about on the dollar bill. The surveillance state, the technocracy, the dystopian society that they have built during the shutdown. Those cell towers, which are used to read people's thoughts, but they're also used to torture. They can send beams of energy to torture and torment God's people. And that's in the Apocrypha. Let us torture them with despitefulness. That's what they're doing. So going back to Isaiah. It says, stand up and save you from what shall come upon you. Behold, they shall be a stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. It shall not be a coal to be warmed by, nor a fire to sit before. Thus shall they be to you, with whom you have labored, your merchants from your youth. They shall wander each one of his quarter. No one shall save you. So no one is going to save you, devils. You don't have Yahweh, Bashem Yahweh Shai. All you have is your knowledge and your wisdom, which have perverted you. You have nothing. You have no hope. The scriptures tell us that we're prisoners of hope, even in this captivity, even in the persecution, the affliction, the chastisement that we're going through. We're prisoners of hope. This is as good as it get with these devils. So I would like to bring this out on another platform and then transfer it to this YouTube StreamYard. Their platform is good, you know, for live streaming, but it does have some quirks, you know, or it could be my computer, which I'll leave it at that. So let's go a little bit more into these secret societies. I won't go in depth about it. I'll just kind of glance over some of the information, as I don't want to make this a broadcast real long. I know some of the broadcasts, especially the watch parties that I've done, there were several hours. So I just, you know, I want to bring this out in a manner where that you won't have to listen to a very long broadcast. So first, we're going to go into these Rosicrucians, because these are the ones, you know, along with the Freemasons, but the Rosicrucians, they go back hundreds of years, and they're like the gatekeepers when it comes to not only their religion. You know, they have esoteric knowledge and wisdom, which we just read about. But these people also are the gatekeepers when it comes to organized religion, and they're working with the different intelligence agencies, you know, because, you know, here in America, they say you have freedom of religion, but really, if it don't line up with the lying falsehood religions that they push here in America, you could be labeled a cult. Although America is one big cult, but you could be labeled a cult. This is why they come against the actual truth, and they use slander and defamation. They use the lying media, the you know, the propaganda, all these plants or agents that are involved in media. They're pushing the narrative to what? To hide the truth and to demonize the truth. That's what it's all about, to make those that are actually speaking the truth as the villains, and the people that are really the villains as the ones who are speaking the truth. This is why the scripture says, woe unto them that make evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and make bitter sweet. The whole earth is out of course. So they take something that's righteous and they vilify it. This is what they did to the Lord. And then they took something that's wicked and evil and made it righteous by choosing Barabbas and exonerating him. So the definition of Rosicrucian is a member of a worldwide brotherhood claiming to possess esoteric wisdom handed down from ancient times. Just like the Freemasons, they have used account, the biblical account of Solomon hiring the master mason Hiram Abiff. So even in their rituals, they will use mockery. You know, so far as the story of Hiram Abiff, who again was a master mason who had built the temple and built Solomon's palace. So, you know, the Freemasonic rituals and symbolisms, you know, have, you know, in other words, different cultures in, you know, weaved in it, just like they use a thing so far as with the Egyptians. This is why they will use the phallic symbolisms, like the obelisks, Washington Monument. That is a occultic symbolism from the Egyptians. That's the obelisks, which is 666 feet. Them using 666, and also they have one here in Kansas City called the World War One Monument. That's all Egyptian idolatry, you know, those, you know, different symbolisms. The name derives from the order symbol, a rose on a cross. As we get the term Rosicrucian, it's a rose, Rosicrucian. So rose and then the cross, the crucifix. So you see how they will take, you know, symbolisms like the cross, which really, you know, the cross was a instrument to torture. That's exactly what it was. The Romans were involved in occultism and you know, the worshiping of false gods, and they also had some of the philosophies of the Greeks. That was a symbol of torture. Which is similar to the family coat of arms of Martin Luther. So that's the family coat of arms of Martin Luther. He was a, let's see, he was like a priest or something like that. Or religious, it says German religious leader, yeah. Says Martin Luther. That's who Martin Luther King is named after. This is Martin Luther died February 18, 1546. German theologian, religious reformer, who was the catalyst of the 16th century Protestant Reformation. Yeah, he was a theologian or religious leader, not a priest, like, you know. But he was a leader. This is where a lot of these modern Christians, you know, especially the Edomite Christians, they're heavily involved in you know, like the different movements like Calvinism and Lutheranism. You have what's that? With Vocab Malone, the Christian apologist, that go back hundreds of years, you know, usually around, you know, the Middle Ages and stuff like that. Okay, so Rosicrucian teachings are the combination of occultism, so they're involved in the cult. Now, these are the ones that are hidden in plain sight. They're the ones that are, you know, for the most part, the gatekeepers when it comes to the religions, and they're very, very powerful people when it comes to their influence. These are the people that are controlling America. So they're involved in occultism. Let's look up the definition of occultism. Occultism, various theories and practices involving a belief in knowledge or use of supernatural forces or beings. So these Rosicrucians, they're into what? They're into sorcery. It says it right here. They practice involved knowledge or use of supernatural forces or beings. What are those supernatural forces and beings? Devils, demons. This is how they're gaining power, because they're consulting with evil spirits. Such beliefs and practices, principally magical or divinatory. So they're in a magician or magic. Just like the Egyptians, they were involved in magic. These are the knowledge that's been passed down for generations, that hidden knowledge that they're always talking about, is actually witchcraft and sorcery, is magic. They're consulting with evil spirits. And you notice that they have, you know, the Freemasons, they have levels, they have degrees. The higher they go up, the higher They're going into that hidden knowledge. They're going into, you know, for the most part, power on the left-hand side, actual spiritual power on the left-hand side through demons. A lot of the technology and the knowledge that they have, they're getting from evil spirits. You had, what's his name? Aleister Crowley he had said that he was conversing with a demon. It says, have occurred in all human societies throughout recorded history. It says, which consider variations both in the nature and the attitudes of societies towards them. So, these people, man, are witches. That's all they are. They're witches and they're warlocks. And we just read in Isaiah, this is exactly what the word is talking about. This is talking about Babylon the Great. Babylon the Great is full of Rosicrucians, is full of Freemasons, you know, and they have infiltrated, which really they founded America using God's chosen people to do the labor and instilling the inventions that God's people created. Because we were the ones that created modern inventions. All you got to do is look up all the black or Negro inventors, and you'll see that our people were the ones that, you know, revolutionized America. But it was the wicked that were controlling, that been given the blessing of the sword to usurp authority and power over God's people. So we know that the Rosicrucians are involved in the occultism. It says, and other religious practices or beliefs and practices, including hermeticism, Jewish mysticism, and Christian agnosticism, Salakia. So you see all these different philosophies. You can't, the Bible tells us that the word don't need all the, you know, they don't need help. So this is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 34, verse 16. It says, seek ye out of the book of the Lord. That's talking about the Holy Bible. And read the word. Blessed is he that read it. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. So this means that the Bible don't need other philosophies or religions or other books to help. Now, we do go into some of the history, which there's nothing wrong with, but so far as like trying to, you know, add other books to give the book power. No, none shall want her mate. You know, the Bible, the Apocrypha, you know, you have the different versions out there that give certain edification so far as like breaking the words down, you know, and modern terms or easy to be read. The scriptures talking about speaking plainly. So some of the versions of the Bible do have will explain it more plainly. But all these different philosophies won't work. It says, seek ye out of the book of the Lord. So we're to seek, seeking ye shall find. That's where the true knowledge, wisdom, and understanding is from the Holy Scriptures. It says, no one of these shall fail. So words of the Lord will be successful. All the prophecies will manifest. It says, for my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. See, the word of the Bible is full of power. But the heathens, you know, they take on these different philosophies, you know, with this Jewish mysticism. A lot of the issues, you know, all that stuff that went down in that tunnel in New York and Brooklyn, and you see how they NYPD, they just swept that under the rug. They just closed it off. No investigations, no nothing, because of these issues, and they all working together, you know. They're all hiding their wicked deeds, you know. Now in that underground tunnel, there were mattresses that had blood stains, that baby chairs and all kind of stuff down there. That's you know, something that the news had brought out, and you had a Jake out there that did a documentary on that. But you'll never hear the media, the actual, you know, what do you call mainstream media bringing it out. Why? Because they're hiding the truth. That was used to sacrifice those issues. They're into some very evil and dark shit, man. This is why the issues have been expelled from, you know, almost every, if I'm not mistaken, every country that they had went into, because of the mysticism, because of the occultic rituals, human and child sacrifices. This is in Christian agnosticism. The central feature of Rosicrucianism is the belief that its members possess secret wisdom that have handed down to them from ancient times. Going back to that time in Proverbs, their knowledge and their wisdom have warped their minds. They actually believe that that's the real knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, but it's not. Let's see. Scripture that came to mind just when I just read that. So this is in the book of James, chapter 3, verse 15. It says, this wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. That's going into their false religions, their false knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. It's not from above. It's earthly, sensual, and devilish. So the Freemasonics, the Rosicrucians, all of that is from earthly, sensual, and devilish, evil wisdom. It says, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. And that's what these secret societies are all about. They're all in envy and strife. They will go after people that they're jealous of or they're angry of. You know, that they have alt-work, and they'll work against that person, bully them and stalk them, harass them. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. So the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the Holy Bible is first pure. The truth is 100%. It is pure. It says, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. That's the word. It's peaceable, gentle. The Holy Spirit is a kind, loving spirit. It feeds the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to God's elect. The Spirit will teach you all things. Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. So the true wisdom and knowledge and understanding is full of mercy and good fruits, the fruits of the Spirit. It says without partiality, there's no false balance. It's without partiality, there's no favoritism. It says, and without hypocrisy, no hypocrisy. You know, the wicked, they're hypocrites. They come off as if they're do-gooders, but they're actually wicked vessels that work in secret, that do very evil, wicked things, that hide behind so-called good works, you know, with the circuses and food drives and all of that. But in reality, they're very evil, wicked people that will stalk and harass and spy on people. You devils getting exposed. That's pretty much it with the Rosicrucians. So let's, in Rosicrucians, it says, this is from Google. It's a book called The Rosicrucian America, Salakia. How a secret society influenced the destiny of a nation. If it be the Lord's will, I'll see if I can get this book. So this is telling you that the Rosicrucians, and of course the Freemasons, are the ones that influenced America. So actually, when you go to Google Books, it's like a PDF of it. I need to get some ink and I'll see if I can print this off. They got all good information. Because you hear about, you know, like the pilgrims that came over here, and we were told that they were escaping the oppression of England. Now, how are you going to be oppressed, and then you come over here and oppress another people? That's not true liberty. How can you say that you are against tyranny when you have openly terrorized and put God's people under tyranny? That's because they don't have the true knowledge, because the true knowledge is without hypocrisy. See, all these devils' knowledge of hidden mysteries, hidden religions, and all the stuff that they pride themselves on is all hypocrisy. Is earthly, sensual, and devilish. It says the invisible history of the United States. We just read in the scripture how the Lord said that he taught in the synagogues. He said nothing was hidden. These devils, they operate in secrecy. It says history as we have been taught it implies an American born, an America born from, applies an American born from grassroots movement of a large populace striving for freedom of worship as well as freedom of high-handed taxation. That's what we were told. We're told that the people who came over here were escaping religious persecution. You know, we're told that they were Christians and they wanted to worship freely. They didn't want to be under a rulership of the, you know, like the ruling class of England. It says the truth is that a very small handful of individuals with lofty goals was the party responsible for seeking these freedoms. This group consisted of alchemists, geomancers, and philosophers, many of whom met in secret and risked everything on their venture. It says, from his humble beginnings in a college in 16th century England, the small circle of individuals have played an unusually great role in the history of the world. The true secret society has influenced politics, science, and the very foundations of the United States. The circle has been known by more than one name, but its most fitting name is the Invisibles. That's the hidden in plain sight. They call themselves the Invisibles. See, America is founded in secret societies, and they're more prevalent in every sector of society. You'll know by the occultic symbols, you know, even the architecture. When I was prophesying at this park, it's kind of making sense to me now. I was prophesying in this park called George Washington Park, and it was a Negro who said he was homeless. They had like a homeless truck down there feeding people, and so he had walked up to me, and he basically said that he was homeless. He said he was homeless by choice. So that alone kind of threw me off right there. So he said he was homeless by choice, and then he started going into how buildings were all, in so many words, portals. He said that the buildings were built on basically energy grids. They call them ley lines. So he was going into like these different structures, and he had a one of them old camera, not a old camera, but a digital camera. A lot of people don't have digital cameras now, so far as like the old ones, with the where you can see the pictures on the big screens. So he had this camera, and he was talking about the symbolisms in architecture. And he was going into Baphomet, and he was saying that Baphomet was neither good or bad. So in other words, he was basically a Luciferian, you know, right when he was going into that. That's what I picked up on. So he showed me this picture of a chandelier, and within the chandelier, you could see the outline of Baphomet. So he went on to say that, and then he was like, he said it was a witch. He knew a witch that could put curses, death curses on people. So I, at that point, I had already was ready to rebuke him, and I did rebuke him in the name of the Lord. So he was a Luciferian, one of those Invisibles. I don't know what level he was on. But then I went from that location to another location, and he was lurking. I was prophesying, and I wasn't even I wasn't on a main street. Now, I was right off that same block, but I was further down, and I was on another block, but it wasn't a main street. So this this Negro was down the block, and he was sitting on a, it was like a wall, like a small little wall. He was sitting on it, and he was just staring at me. He had tried to come up to the camp and talk to me, and I said, "Brother, I don't even want to speak to you." You know, I said, "Just keep it moving." I didn't call him brother, but you know, I was just like, "Look, I don't want to speak to you." So, in other words, he was sent. He was sent because what? Because we're speaking the truth. And after that, I never seen him again. But then maybe I would say like a year later, it was this Edomite. And this was on, on the same block, but way further down. I was at camp and it was an Edomite. And he said, "I know a witch." And he had named my town that I live in. He's like, "I know a witch that, you know, basically saying that in my town that could put curses on people." And I rebuked him in the name of the Lord. So you got these witches, you got these warlocks, you got these soothsayers, you got the wicked of our people that are involved in witchcraft and sorcery. Some of them will repent. Some of them, the majority of them will be destroyed. God is not playing. Wait a minute, something happened. Let me see if I can pull this up again. Okay, here we go. All right. So if it be the Lord's will, I'll see if I can get this book. Looks like it's a good book to gain information on how America was established. I'll go into a little more information, and then I'll end the broadcast. I don't want to make it a terribly long broadcast. So here we go. It says Rosicrucianism is not a religion; it's a tradition. Maintained by a secret society. Actually, it is maintained by many secret societies, at least 35 separate groups. So it's a secret society, but it's 35 separate groups all working within that secret society. It says all of which claim to be the true Rosicrucian society. Some claim to have a direct line back to the pharaonic Egypt. You know, remember I was saying about how these occultic groups, they have Egyptian mysticism. Some even go back, like the Ishes, they go back to Babylon, like the Talmud. That's a Babylonian mysteries. A lot of the satanic rituals that they do go all the way back to Babylon. That's those hidden mysteries that they always speaking about. So these are rituals that go back to ancient Egypt. A lot of the magic that the Egyptian pharaohs were doing, like the Egyptian Book of the Dead, all the different symbolisms, all the stuff that's written on those pyramid walls, the, what they call the hieroglyphics, all of, a lot of that is, you know, spells, rituals, even what's that, the curses that are on those, you know, the entrances of the pharaoh's tombs. Those curses, man, those things are real. You know, the wicked, they throw curses as well. It says other claims are linked to the Knights Templar. Still others believe the fraternity was founded by a man named Christian Rosenkreuz, who was said to have lived in the 14th and 15th centuries. One writer, Tim Wallace Murphy, described Christian Rosenkreuz as an adept of Sir William Sinclair, the man who in the 15th century built the famous Roslyn, also known as the Roslyn Chapel in Scotland. Other scholars would have outsiders believe that Rosicrucian is simply a generic term referring to studios and membership in a philosophical secret society. Others, like Canadian author and mystic Manly Palmer Hall, declare the Rosicrucian Society is comprised of an intellectually enlightened who believe the secret destiny is a world order ruled by king of supernatural powers, divine descendant from a divine race. This is why the wicked, or what they're using, transhumanism. This is their agenda. Their secret destiny is a world order, and a new world order, you know, through the WEF, the World Economic Forum, was that Agenda 2030, is to what? To make human beings post-human beings through the medical decision, altering the DNA, using satanic technology, luciferous, you know, putting a luciferous gene in human beings, which is demonic, altering, you know, the human DNA. The technology of those supercomputers, they're consorting with evil spirits. This information ain't nothing like high level. I mean, so far it's like what I'm telling you, this information is out there. It's all on the internet. Jordy Rose, he even said that with their D-Wave computer, they had made contact with entities. That's what he used. Entities or evil spirits, you know. It says, ruled by a king of supernatural powers descended from a divine race. See that AI is, the computer is like, or, you know, they call artificial intelligence, so it's constantly learning. And they want to hook every human being up into that system that what they call a hive mind, all under a demonic spirit, demonic frequency. It says the modern Rosicrucian tradition can be dated to the late 16th century, and its reorganization might be credited to the English philosopher and statesman Sir Francis Bacon. Bacon had a passion for secrets and secret societies, and while a student at the exclusive London Legal Society, Gray's Inn, he created the Order of the Helmet. The helmet was actually the headgear of the goddess Pallas Athena. See, these people are into Greek mythology. They're worshiping the false gods of the Greeks, which those different false gods are actually demons. Bible go into they sacrifice into devils. So those actual idols and the false gods, they're attached to demons. So these people are idolaters, and you know, so many words, devil worshippers by default. This is the goddess Pallas Athena, whose epithet was the shaker of the spear. Pallas is from the Greek word palo, meaning to brandish or to shake. Notably, the helmet of Athena, a gift from her uncle Hades. Hades is the god of the underworld, gave her the ability to be invisible. That headgear is like on that movie Clash of the Titans. Remember, Athena was Perseus' mother. So remember in the movie or the Greek mythology, Perseus needed help, so Athena gifted him with that invisible headgear. This is where the scene where what's that one? He's like a centaur. He was turned into a monster, hideous creature, and he was being hunted down. I can't think of his name in that movie or the mythology, but nonetheless, Perseus had that headgear on. And he was able to become invisible. Let's see. Bacon would utilize the quality of invisibility throughout his life, given that he was the invisible man behind the written works, as well as the founder of Rosicrucian tradition, symbolized by the Red Cross. His members were known as the Invisibles. They were considered as such because they published no list of members and no real hierarchy. It's the same system. These people that control America and the rich, you know, the ultra rich and the wealthy, their information ain't out in the public like that. These people are rich. They're the ones that are shaping society and coming up with all these unjust laws, and the politicians, they play by their rules. These are the people that actually control America. And so these people have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years since, you know, again, the Middle Ages. And they passed that, as they call their hidden knowledge, from generation to generation. And so this is why things haven't changed. That same wicked, evil, oppressive system continues to target God's people and anyone really that's that have a true sense of righteousness and a true sense of justice. Scripture came to mind. The Wada Yahweh Bashim Yahweh Shai, where it talks about they lurk in the secret, I think it's secret places, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so this is in the book of Psalms 10, verse 8. Because the scriptures tell us that we're sheep in the midst of wolves. These are the wolves, you know, that are lurking. God's chosen people are likened to sheep and also harmless doves. So this is in the book of Psalms chapter 10, verse 8. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. So that's the wicked. They sit in the lurking places of the villages, in our cities, in our towns. You know, they lurk. They have.